Hey there, Dr. Paula here. Today's focus will be on practicing humility. Go ahead and make yourself comfortable. Focus your gaze on a point, perhaps a spot on the wall or a small object. Let your eyes become comfortably fixed on that point. As you continue to stare, notice how your eyelids begin to feel heavy. With each blink, you feel a deeper sense of relaxation, and your eyes may want to close. You can allow them to close whenever you're ready. And with the closing of your eyes, you sink deeper into a restful, receptive state. I'm going to count down from 10 to 1. And as I do, you'll feel yourself descending into a deeper state of relaxation. Starting from 10, 9, letting go of tensions and anxieties. 8, 7, with each number, you let go a little more, allowing yourself to sink deeper and deeper. 6, 5, your mind becoming more receptive. 4, 3, 2, almost there. 1, as you reach this final number, you are in a deep, relaxed state. As you enjoy this tranquil, serene state, know that you are exactly where you need to be. And in this moment, no one wants or expects anything from you. In this moment, all you need to do is to listen to the sound of my voice. If thoughts wander in as I'm talking, that's okay. Your subconscious is still tracking, and you can gently return your attention to the sound of my voice. If there are any outside noises, like the sound of a car or a barking dog, you can remember that these sounds are there, and you are here. These sounds will simply serve as a signal that you can go deeper into your state of focused attention and enjoy this moment completely. If you discover a tingle or a twitch, go ahead and scratch or adjust your position. Moving around to make yourself more comfortable will only add to your enjoyment and your concentration. Have you ever laid on the ground, gazing at the starlit sky with the vastness of the universe stretching out before you? In that moment, as you gaze at the stars, it's hard not to feel a sense of humility in the face of such immense beauty and complexity. When you allow yourself to experience this, you can recognize your place in the grand scheme of things. Humility, from the Stoic perspective, involves a balanced and realistic view of oneself in relation to the world. It recognizes your place in the grand scheme of the universe, acknowledging your limitations and imperfections. It helps you to remain grounded, modest, and free from arrogance. When you listen to the whisper of a gentle breeze, you can be reminded of the world's vastness beyond you. Just as the breeze humbles itself before the expanse of nature, you can embrace humility as a virtue that allows you to learn and to grow. Humility doesn't mean you must deny your strength. It simply means that you can be honest about your weaknesses. Humility builds trust. It's interesting, when you admit to what you don't know, people trust what you do know. There is a story about two athletes who demonstrated a very different approach to their sport. One was arrogant, and the other was humble. Their outcomes were very different. The story takes place in a thriving city. There was a renowned athlete named Alex who excelled in various sports. Alex was highly skilled and had won numerous competitions, earning fame and recognition. However, along with his success came a sense of arrogance and superiority. One day, a new athlete named Mia arrived in the city. Mia was also skilled and quickly gained attention for her abilities. Despite her accomplishments, she remained humble and respectful of others. Alex, however, couldn't tolerate the idea of someone potentially rivaling his reputation. He openly mocked Mia, boasting about his own achievements and belittling hers. He even challenged her to a competition, certain that he would easily win. Mia accepted the challenge with grace and humility. The day of the competition arrived, and a large crowd gathered to watch. As the events unfolded, it became evident that both athletes were skilled and determined. As they neared the final event, a twist of fate occurred. The weather changed, and rain began to pour. The final event involved a race, and the slippery track became a challenge for both athletes. Mia, despite the adversity, focused on the race and adapted her technique to the wet conditions. Alex, however, remained overconfident, underestimating the impact of the rain. As the race began, he slipped and fell, injuring himself. Mia persevered through the rain, eventually crossing the finish line and winning the competition. The crowd cheered for her, recognizing her talent and her humility in the face of challenges. Alex, humbled by his defeat, in his own arrogance, had to confront the consequences of his lack of humility. He realized that his attitude had led to his downfall and had cost him not only the competition, but also the respect of his peers. And so it is. Place your hand over your heart. You can feel its steady beat. Each heartbeat is a reminder that you are part of something greater. As you feel the rhythm, embrace humility as a way to connect with the world around you. Humility is a choice. Choose wisely so that you can be spared the consequences that Alex faced. Take care.